That was ONN News here on K1AM 1400, FM 93.3. It's 9:34, 77 degrees, sunny skies. Going to be an absolutely beautiful day once again this week. Got a lot of sunshine and dry weather coming our way. Do have a slight chance of rain for the weekend, but nonetheless, it's going to be pretty hot and dry for the most part. It's time for Car Talk with Brad Dungis and the Dungis family of autos. Sir, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. 77 degrees. You cannot beat that for 9:30 in the morning in late July.
You can't at all. Normally it's what, probably 90 at this point. Going to be like 110 in the afternoon.
Not wanting to open the windows. I drove with the windows open over here in my old car.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I saw your car out there. It is really nice.
Yeah, that's a fun one to drive.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, what kind of car is it again?
It's a Mercure.
Mercure
XR4Ti. It's a 1988. It's a Ford that they made in Germany and imported to the U.S. for a few years in the 80s. And they had two models, the XR4Ti and the Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
And they were among the first production turbocharged vehicles sold in America that were mainline manufacturer vehicles, not high. You know, they were sold by Lincoln Mercury dealers, so there was somewhat of a luxury bent. But they were relatively inexpensive for the kind of value you got. They did great. They won a hot rod stock car hot rod championships for a couple years during that period. And mm-hmm. But when they changed the laws on airbags and stuff, Ford's decided not to keep importing the vehicle. They made it what they called a Scorpio over in Europe a little bit longer, that version of the vehicle, and in England and in Germany. But it's really fun to drive. It's got a few thousand miles on it. This is a really low mileage one. It's a special car to me. Like, I mean, people have cars like this, but there's, you know, I don't have many. I've had a lot of cars,
right?
But this was special because when I first met my wife, I was driving one in the 80s, and then when we moved to Bartlesville over 20 years ago now, a friend of mine had this car sitting in his driveway and was just sitting there getting a pine sap on it, and the tires were flat and it hadn't run in about 10 years. All the fuel was gelled in it. I had to get Paul's wrecker to go get it, and they had to get it up on there, and we got it over, and some of the guys when it pulled in to the dealership, the technicians were like, "What is that?" And
right.
Kenny, one of our techs, who's a great guy, came and he recognized it. He helped me fix it. He's one of our diesel techs now. He's grown a lot and
right.
involved, but in all these years. But anyway, he and I still take care of that car and make it. Make it go good.
Yeah, that's a great story, and I'm glad you were able to get it and bring it back to life, if you
yeah,
will.
Yeah, no, that cars need to have life.
Yes.
You got to bring those cars, you know, especially those ones that are old, nice, and have character, something you care about, right?
Yes.
I mean, people remember those cars. That's kind of a thing I think people do remember, times of their lives based on the cars they have and the changes in your lives. A lot of times that's what drives your car purchases, right, is... Well, I know eventually my wife and I ended up having kids, and the XR4Ti is not right for that.
So. Right. Not enough space.
No, that's true.
Well, speaking of cars, what's happening at the Dungis family of autos?
Boy, we've got so much going on now. Lots of, we're still having a little bit of an inventory supply issue. We don't have a lot of vehicles on the ground right now. It's starting to stabilize, really, basically. I think you're going to see more of them coming. We definitely are getting arrivals on, especially on the Toyota side, you know, pretty regularly, two or three times a week we get shipments, and we've got a pretty full pipeline. You can see the ones that are in stock and about to arrive on our website all the time. Right now we've got Highlanders, Camrys, RAV4s, just about everything. And, you know, there's just not a lot of them, and there's not a lot of them out there. So we're selling more ordered vehicles, custom ordered for people. As opposed to coming in and having 40 F-150s for you to choose from,
right.
and not finding the one you want, which happens all the time. Let's face it, there's 15,000 buildable trucks or something on the Ford F-150 line. Mm-hmm. So now we're ordering exactly what you want. It may take a few weeks to get it, but That's how the business is working right now. And basically, we're going through a little supply chain issue with microchips mostly, or kind of started with that. And now everything's kind of jammed up. You've got thousands of trucks, both mostly Ford and GM, have this issue where they built trucks and not put some of the microchips in them, and now they're going to have to go back and do that. I think Ford's looking at maybe shipping some of those vehicles to dealers and then us putting the chips in later as a way to get things moving. So the inventory is coming. It's there. It's just we're going to be in a supply issue. You know, there's a silver lining for people in that, your used car now is really worth historically as much as it's ever been. I think if you paid attention to the car business, you've seen that used car values have gone up historically this year. I mean, we've seen continually month over month rises since March, but they did recently really stabilize. We had a little drop recently, and I think that's good. But I think because it needs to stabilize. Used cars really shouldn't cost more than new cars.
that'd be bad.
it's gotten closer, right? I think. But that does give people more buying power because vehicles are worth more if you think about it. So a bank will lend you more money for a vehicle, and it makes your used car worth more. It's certainly worth more to us. We're put top dollar on any vehicle you've got that if you don't need it, if you're not buying one from us, we'll make a cash offer to you. And we'll deliver the car to you. I saw the cute little sign down the road there about the Carvana delivery that's right outside the station here. And, delivery as soon as tomorrow. Well, what about today? Dungeness will deliver it today.
That's pretty incredible. Better than Carvana, for sure. We have a guest with
us. I brought Tim with me today. Say hi, Tim.
How you doing, Brad?
Pretty good. Hey. Yeah, how things going with you? You see that new inventory when it arrives, right when it hits, right?
Oh yeah, the Toyota stuff is definitely coming more regular than the Ford, for sure. And they've got their new pipeline access, so we can actually see the vehicle before they're even here.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no, that's cool, isn't it? Because we have more pictures and what it really looks like, and with video content on the vehicles and stuff like that. Once they land, though, you take pictures of them and get them up in that red Highlander. That's cool,
something very nice. Yeah, as soon as they're off the truck and they go through our system, I get the pictures up online right away. Some of the Toyota stuff, you'll have some like stock photos on there, but I like getting like our custom actual photos to show you it's here now.
And
you can actually look at it.
Yeah, it's great that Tim works hard to make sure our inventory is presented to everybody online. We have a system on Ford that captures a picture of the vehicle and transit and places in front of a building, and so it's a little bit easier, and you don't have to take physical pictures of the Fords quite as much. But all our used vehicles, all our Toyotas, Tim's takes on, make sure the stories are dialed up. He and the rest of the team make sure they got content, descriptions of all the vehicles, so everything you need to make a decision. If you we mentioned Carvana, I shouldn't bring up the competition if they are that. I'm not sure. Big national company, and we're a small local dealership, but we see their cars in town, so what the heck. Those people have a great business model, but at the same time, we're here, we're local, we take care of you, we've got the service, we know the history of the vehicle, we've got the warranty we put on it. Almost all our vehicles, our new ones, come with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty at no additional cost to you. A nationwide warranty that's good at any ASE certified shop or dealership around the country. A lot of our used cars come with what we call Dodge's Q certified, which is a 2-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty also. Both of those have roadside assistance and all kinds of other benefits, so there's a lot of great value there. And you only get that at Dodge's.
Right. And you guys saying staying local and being here in the community is always great. You guys have been here for generations.
For a long time, yeah. And delivering vehicles as soon as today for over 80 years in Marcus. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great indeed. Yeah. And you're talking about customizing cars too. We've talked about this on the show before, but how do people go about doing that? How do you walk them through the process?
Well, I mean, it depends. Of course, a lot of people customize even when we have it in stock, right? And so there we'll start with the accessories. A lot of times Ford and Toyota have their own accessory programs, but then we've got aftermarket accessory people that we work with, full menus of all kinds of stuff, anything you could want to do. From lifts to more power to cosmetic stuff to lights and bars to to you know, paint jobs, whatever it is. Of course, we're capable of doing it. So it might start there, but if you're looking at ordering a vehicle, it starts really from that first thing. You decide what you want, and then we start and we just go through the whole menu of options. They're organized in certain ways, and then, you know, with F-150, Bronco Sport on the Ford side now, we're getting more and more out of these accessories that are pre-built by third-party companies for the Ford products. Lift kits that are Ford engineered that come from the factory, so they don't affect your warranty from the new vehicle. You know, that's a really great benefit of buying a lift kit that way. You know, so that way you get two stuff that's designed for your vehicle: the wheels, the tires, the kit, the whole suspension system is engineered for what you're going to do for the vehicle. We've got superchargers, so we just had a big sale on superchargers for 2015 to 17 Mustangs in our region, and I think they sold out. So this stuff is going on all the time, and it, you know, so it's really just, if you know, you see how people customize their cars, and you know, whether it's just window tint or stripes or some, you know, stuff like that, or electronic stuff, radios, TVs and DVDs, stuff like that.
And kind of revisiting everything with Dunn just being local and being invested in the community, you guys recently just sponsored with the Young Professionals of Bartlesville the Hot Street Party.
Hot Street Party, yeah. We've been really encouraging people to get out to Unity Square this summer, and you know, in the Sizzling Summer Series, mm-hmm. And down at Hot Street Party. The great crowd last Friday night. Tim was out there and showed off the Mach-E, and we sold it like the next day, didn't
yep.
we, Tim?
As soon as that Mach-E was, I brought it to two events, and then at the second one there, just disappeared after that. A lot of people had their eyes on that.
And we
Mach-E.
Had people coming in wanting to look at it, and that's, you know, and that's the point of the ordering you were talking about there is, you know, some of these products we're not going to have. The Mach-E not being here has nothing to do with microchips and stuff. This is a product which the ones we've sold have been specially ordered for people, and you know, so that's happening with Bronco and Mach-E. The Mavericks opened up ordering on it, the new little truck we've got coming, the F-150, all-electric F-150 Lightning that'll come next year is opening up that way. So, you know, what you're seeing is all the hot new product is coming out first this way. So essentially, it's great for the manufacturer because they get to know I've got a couple hundred thousand of these trucks that I'm going to sell. And you know, you're not, you know, on the Maverick, it's not a commitment. You don't have to put much money down until you actually get to the point of buying the vehicle and you're committed to it. So it just starts with the selection process. And but with Mach-E, we're just not going to have those. So if you are interested in the vehicle, it is. I drove it for a little bit there while my vehicle was in our service shop by Mercure. And it is a fun to drive vehicle. It had great capacity, plenty of power to get me around as far as the life of the battery. I don't have a charging system at home, so I just used the converter and plugged it into the wall. It takes a while to charge that way, but you know, over time it basically stayed about the same and grew. It never really drops, you know. And because you're driving around Bartlesville, you just don't have to go that far. It was great for trips to Tulsa and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You drove it a lot too, Tim, didn't you?
I would pack it full for the events. I'd bring like the tent and everything, so you could fit a lot in it too. Because it's got the frunk, the front trunk.
Yeah, that's, we'll have to get used to
I'd
frunk.
I'd like to see the frunk. I don't. Yeah, well, that sounds interesting.
The Lightning frunk. You can see this online. I think if you just Google it, Lightning frunk, you'll probably see lots of stuff. But it's the largest trunk type thing. Frunk. It's in the front, so it's not a trunk, it's a frunk.
Right.
But of any vehicle I've ever seen, and it's a huge storage area because all the battery is part of the what they call the skateboard. We had to buy new lifts to service the electric vehicles, and they actually, and rather than lifting the whole vehicle off the ground, they actually lower the what they call the skateboard, which is the foundation of the vehicle, and you lift up the body, and then you can see the stuff you're working on.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is different.
Yeah, And going back to the events that you guys go to, and you said you had the Mach-E that sold the day after the Hot Street Party. Obviously, you probably, will probably be back out for the Sizzlin' Summer Series, their next event, which I believe
is... around in early August.
Yep, yep. We'll be here before we know it.
That's right. We got a big event tomorrow night at the Price Tower.
Yes.
We have the members' opening of a new exhibit. Thank you to the Cox family for their generosity and sharing their art with us. That was a great show. And now, but we have a new one with a Tulsa artist, a living artist. It's going to be a really nice show. You've got to come check out the food at the new at the plaza. The new menu there is just outstanding, and there's lots of stuff to come at the plaza. And they're working on Copper, and it should open, I think, probably in mid-August, where Copper will reopen and be kind of the fine dining place upstairs, and have great food downstairs with the bar, indoor and outdoors, right next to the stage at Unity Square. It's really great.
You couldn't have picked a better time to go out and eat at the plaza either.
No,
what the temperatures right now, yeah.
You know, and the kind of hazy, yeah. Too. And I saw the weather map on that. That was strange. There were the smoke going up above into Canada, all the way around New York, and coming back through here. That I don't know if I believe that.
Those wildfires out west, man, they're something else. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, it's kept us from being too hot, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kept us pretty cool somehow, but. I don't get whether it's
maybe
a strange
that's coming
thing.
To an end next week. Though,
yeah,
I hear.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I did one other thing. I wasn't able to come last week, and I was at I had to go to a funeral actually.
Gotcha.
But it was a good friend of our family's, a competitor and partner of ours at times. Don Thornton was a Ford dealer in Tulsa for many years, and part of the Don Thornton Auto Group now. And his son-in-law's run the Lexus and Cadillac stores in Tulsa. And I got to know them in the 90s in Tulsa when all the Ford dealers combined, Dungis Brothers and Don Thornton Ford and Jim Nelson Ford, and there were a couple others, Fred Jones, and RK, and Sand Springs, and Turnpike Ford. They got them all. And we all combined into one company there for a few years. Ford was trying to experiment with how vehicles are sold, so we went to one price. But anyway, it was such a fascinating time when all the Ford dealers who had been competitors for all those years and combined into one company. We all worked together for about 3 years, and that was right before I came to Bartlesville. And so I got to know Don and his son-in-laws really well then. And he was a great man, typical of the car business. You know, got started at the ground level, then in the military, and came home, told his wife, "Honey, I'm going to be a car salesman." I'm sure she was excited about that, but you know, in the end, he became a great car dealer. That's what's so cool about the car business is the opportunities it gives people. It is a business where you know you're provided. If you're a salesman, you're provided the inventory, all the advertising you could need, you know, somebody to answer the phone for you, to do the paperwork on your deals, to make sure they get all the title work done and back to the customer. They have a service department to take care of your customer after you sell the car. All it really takes is your hard work, and you can succeed and have a great living and a great career path. I've worked for my family, for my grandfather. I mean, that's how they started. He was working in parts department, and one of them was selling cars, on a sports team, like the local baseball team that we've sponsored for over 80 years now.
Right.
You know, so those sparks of create the careers in the business are what it's all about. And Tim's a guy like that we kind of brought into the business, who knows where it will lead.
Came in selling cars, and now I'm here helping out in the marketing. It's just a lot of opportunity in the car dealership.
It's a fun business, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're always learning something, and your head's spinning sometimes.
And you're dealing with very personable people, and everyone, especially in this, Bartlesville's a big town, but has a lot of the small town feels, and everyone helps you out.
Well, and that's so true. I mean, our culture, we try to match it up with Bartlesville. I mean, we really, that, to me, is what our business is about. That we talk about, our non-commissioned sales consultants, for instance. Our guys are not paid based on the amount of profit we make on the vehicle. Of course, we need to make a profit when we sell vehicles, but at the same time, we don't want them to be caught up in thinking about that when they're serving you. And, you know, that's so we attract the kind of people we want to have to be your sales consultants and to take care of you and provide them all those great opportunities we're talking about. And, you know, we see that helps us attract the right kind of people. We have so much momentum right now. I think, this summer we've seen, really hiring a lot of people who are looking for opportunities, people that maybe wouldn't have considered the car business before, but because of the great opportunity and the way we do things, they're giving it a shot. People from other industries are coming in and having success selling cars. We're attracting young people into the service shops to learn about servicing these new exciting vehicles that are coming. You think about servicing the Mach-E, that's going to be pretty different from my Mercure, right? I mean,
right.
They're really different. And Kenny's really good at the Mercure and diesels, but, you know, we need the next generation to come that are going to be working on cars that are almost as much, computers and batteries and things that as these combustion engine vehicles we have today. So we're just finding that Bartlesville has those people. We're attracting them. And it's a great time. And if you're looking for opportunities like that, come to Tunjus. Come talk to us. We've got great career paths. We try to put people in a position where they move forward and where they can see what they got to do to go to the next step. And if you've got ambition and goals, things you want to accomplish, we'll help you get there.
You talk about the momentum you guys have carried on through the summer. How do you carry that even further to the fall and winter this year?
Well, that's a great question. We talk about that a lot. I mean, because it is the challenges of inventory have set us up where we need to be constantly managing our inventory. And I do think that's really kind of the new frontier in our business is trying not to have too much. I don't think the industry is going to go back to bloated lots. I do think the dealers that are going to be really successful are going to learn to have a right-sized inventory and a very great selection of vehicles, but we're going to have to really be more sophisticated at what that is and having the right vehicles for you at all time. And the manufacturer's got to get to where they can build them quicker and on time and, work on these supply chain issues. I think there are some things they can do to prevent this in the future.
And we still have a few minutes left here in the Car Talk show this morning. What else should people know about the Dungis family of autos?
Well, first of all, you can check it all out online at dungischoice.com. There you can get to all our sales specials, all the inventory we have. You can schedule service appointments. There's lots of information about the dealership, about our warranty, the non-commissioned sales consultants, about everything I've mentioned. You can see Tim's pictures and all the descriptions of the vehicles. So there's a lot of that. And or come on in. I mean, really, what separates us is what happens when you're on the showroom and when you meet our people and you understand really that they're there for you. So come on in, say hello. We'll make it simple and easy to buy a vehicle. No games, no gimmicks, very transparent. There's only so much we can do on the price. We don't play games with that like some people do and try to manipulate prices in ways to make it look one way or another. And we'll work with you to make sure you understand what's going on and get the very best deal we can for you and make sure we get the right vehicle for you. I mean, just because we don't have it on the lot doesn't mean we can't get it. I mean, that is a fact. So do come in and give us a shot.
And where are you guys located at here in Bartlesville?
We're right on Highway 75, just south of the Highway 60 exchange there, right, just to the south of the Quick Trip, actually. And you can see the big Ford Blue Oval and the Toyota Monolith, great new Toyota dealership. Just built that a few years ago for our community, and it's been a great facility and helped us grow that business. But come check us out. Come see the Toyota building. I'll give you a tour.
Sounds good. We're talking with Brad Dungis and Tim with the Dungis family of autos this morning.
That's great.
We still got a little bit of time. Anything else that you guys want to share?
We're just so excited to be here with you and want to thank everybody for all their business through the years. We'll see you out at the Price Tower tomorrow night at the members opening and lots of stuff going on. You got anything else to add, Tim, or anything you
Even if some of the inventory on our website, we're selling a lot of stuff on paper. So if you don't see exactly what you're looking for on our site, you can come in and we can show you, whether it's on the new Toyota pipeline type stuff with like actual pictures, so you're not just looking at a piece of paper.
That reminds me too, we did get an allocation of Toyotas this morning, just that were released. They're not here yet, but they will be soon. We got two Camrys, an Avalon, a RAV4, a Sienna, a Tacoma, two Tacomas, and a 4Runner, all just this morning, and those were just allocated. And then we've got about 20 other vehicles that are on the way or allocated on the Toyota side, about 40 on the Ford side. So even if you don't see it on our website, it may be in the pipeline coming. So be sure to ask if there's something specific you're looking for.
All right. That's been Car Talk with Brad Dungis and Tim with the Dungis family of autos this morning. You're listening to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us this
morning. Thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to One on One with a Professional.